This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. And bad news coming out of Texas A&M in that their preseason All-American, and he was either a first-team or a second-team preseason All-American. He was the SEC Freshman of the Year last year, Gavin Gerhovec. He is out for the season with a shoulder injury. So Gavin is lost with the Aggies. This was a team absolutely loaded across the board. And now it's being reported that even Kendall Rogers, I see, has it out there that he will miss the remainder of the season with a shoulder injury. So, Charlie, that's a big loss for the Aggies.
It's a big loss for the Aggies. It's terrible news for college baseball fans. Gavin Gerhovec is a stud, Mike. And we talked with Joe Healy a couple weeks ago about kind of previewing the SEC. When he mentioned A&M, who was the preseason number one team, they're still the number one team in the country. He mentioned them as the one team on paper without any holes. And, of course, Jay Shalavilette's going to be, you know, the number one prospect out of college baseball for the 2025 MLB draft and all that good stuff. But Gerhovec was one of those pieces, those key kind of pieces of the Texas A&M machine, so to speak, that when you were previewing them as a roster, he was one of those dogs that they have. So the fact that he's gone for the season and it's been like 2 weeks into it, Mike.
Yow.
Yeah, that's tough, man. And they also recently picked up a loss to Cal Poly. So all the people that were freaking out about LSU's loss to Omaha in that game too.
Come on,
relax.
It's a long season.
It's college baseball. It happens. You know, these upsets will happen from time to time.
Yeah.
And but with Gerhovec being out for the season, as I mentioned, you know, not just bad for A&M fans, it's bad for college baseball fans in general. Mike, he is a solid, solid player. And he was poised to have a huge season for the Aggies. So, you know, speedy recovery to him. I don't know if he's a draft-eligible sophomore. I think he'll be back next season for them regardless, so at least they've got that. But, yeah, that's terrible news.
They got a good NIL pipeline, too.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah, it might be pretty good. Want to mention, too, congratulations to LSU women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey putting up that 750th win yesterday. And, boy, that was one whale of a game to watch as they beat Kentucky, who was 14th ranked, and they beat them 65-58 yesterday afternoon. And, man, that was a give-and-take game between both the Lady Tigers and also the Wildcats. And, again, talk about the SEC, and we've mentioned it so many times about how tough the SEC is in baseball and also certainly in football. Charlie is getting to be that way in women's college basketball, too. You look at South Carolina and LSU, but Kentucky, man, they're starting to piece something together there also to make a run at this. A very, very talented Wildcat team. And I know Kim Mulkey talked about it after the game of, hey, in the SEC, this is really, really difficult when you're talking about going up against these type teams each and every time you get out on the court.
And, Mike, with Notre Dame losing this past week, now Texas has leapfrogged them to number one.
Guess where they in.
Yeah, exactly, the SEC. So, as you mentioned, and it just feels like on the hardwood, the SEC has made major strides.
Major.
Like, especially men's basketball, it felt like for a long time it was kind of the ACC and Big 12 dominated men's hoops. You know, little bit further back, like the Big East, obviously. We all remember that. But more recently, the SEC has kind of surged, and they've kind of matched, if not even surpassed, the ACC this year. And the Big 12 is kind of having a down year this year, Mike. Like, they've got a couple squads. I watched Houston play Iowa State this past weekend. I'm like, yeah, those are two good teams. But then, you know, you watch Florida play, you watch Alabama play, you watch Auburn play, and it just feels like they're a step above.
Yeah, no question about it. Also, too, with Coach Mulkey, thinking back, and she's told this story, came on a number of times with us, and told the story about she really didn't want to get into coaching. And it was the president of Louisiana Tech at that time, Dr. F.J. Taylor, who talked her into coaching. I think he had good career advice at that time for Coach Mulkey, and 750 wins later, that was some pretty good advice for someone who really didn't think about coaching. That wasn't in kind of her thoughts at that particular time, and Dr. Taylor talked her into coaching. So that was pretty good. Every once in a while, it's sort of like Coach O always tells the story about Dwayne Johnson, the Rock. And one time in practice, maybe Dwayne maybe wasn't given maybe the effort. And he talked quite a bit about Coach O Friday night when it was announced that WrestleMania would return. It'll be the third time here in New Orleans next year. And Coach O was on, he used to call him Duty. That was his nickname. He was like, hey, Duty, if you don't want to do this, why don't you go wrestle? And so Coach O was, Mike, I think that was maybe the best career advice I ever gave anybody. Look what's happened to Dwayne Johnson. He got out of football because of the back injury, became a wrestler, and now became certainly one of the superstars of not only wrestling, but also in the movie world.